家平安。
Peace be unto you.
啊，对，很高兴有机会可以在这里啊，真的分享主在我们生命中这些奇妙的救恩。
I'm so happy to be here to share with you, the wonderful things that God has done.
啊，也许我英文没有那么好，常常没有都听得懂。
My English isn't so well, and I cannot understand a lot of things.
啊，但是我尽力的听。
But I try my best to listen to you.
如果我听不懂，我就到主里面去。
If I don't understand, then I will wait for the Lord.
很快我就找到你们。
And that way I understand you.
没有迷失掉。
I'm not lost.
所以我在这里很享受。
So I enjoy being here.
因为主耶稣与我们同在。
Because Jesus is with us.
我分享过我们的背景不是这样。
I mentioned, I shared with you that our background, our family background, are not Christian backgrounds.
在台湾我们是很传统的，好像在一些错误的宗教里面。
Our families are in, are not Christians.
我们不太懂得可以享受生命里面的那个平安和光。
We don't know the light, and we don't know, the life of a Christian.
我们也不是说觉得可以得到什么满足，总是在追求一些地上的一些名利地位。
And we seek worldly things, and because we don't know, heavenly things, we don't know how to seek the Lord.
所以我们的家人他是用地上的这些名利地位来教育我们。
So our parents taught us in the worldly ways, with our worldly values.
但是我们但我从很小我就不满意，我觉得应该有一位创造的神。
So when I was little, I thought to myself, it's gotta be better than this. There must be a creator.
但是在我所认识的宗教里面，没有一位神说他爱我们。
But with all the religions I knew back then, I could not find a true God.
借着一次的机会，我真的从我的心里面做了一个很深的祷告。
So one time I prayed deeply. I prayed sincerely.
那时候我不知道神是谁，但是我做一个很深的祷告，因为一个需要在那里。我说我要求告的是那一位创造宇宙万物的真神。
I pray that I pray to someone the true God who created this world.
不知道在哪一个宗教里面。
I didn't know which religion he is in.
从来没有人跟我传过福音。
No one shared with me the gospel.
在我们的周围没有什么基督徒。
There wasn't Christians living in our little town.
可是我做了这个祷告以后，没有多久，一个传教士，就是我们的代教士，他找到我。
So after I prayed about this, and not too long later, the missionary, Miss Myrtle Taylor, she found me.
我第一次就进到教会里面听福音。
That was the first time when I came to church and listened to the gospel.
我被里面的诗歌吸引，所以从此以后我没有离开过教会。
I was drawn to the church by the hymns that they sing, and ever since I haven't left. the church.
那是在1970年。
That was back in 1970.
啊，从我来到教会以后，我觉得整个生命真的像我们曾经唱过的那个诗歌说，啊，有奇妙的大改变。
So I experienced what the hymn says that there is a wonderful change.
啊，我们的家人。家族或者很多住在全村里面的人，他们都用手指头指着我说我是背叛的人。
My family, my relatives, they pointed their fingers at me and told me that I am a rebel, rebellious.
但是我知道在我生命里面有一位救主，我找到一位真正是创造的神，创造我的神，所以我不在乎他们对我的逼迫。
But I know that he, the Lord created me, and he is the creator of the world, so I'm not afraid of them.
所以也不觉得那个逼迫是很难过。
And I think, the逼迫, the persecution isn't, as hard.
所以在我高中二年级的时候，我就在暑假跟着代教士到我们那边各乡村去传福音。
So when I was in my high school years, I went with Miss Myrtle Taylor to go about the countryside and share the gospel.
那边所有的都是一些矿区做煤矿的人。
There was mines nearby, and there were all miners.
我们几个青年人坐在那个借来跟那个丁医生借来的一个车子里面，甚至连那个创客里面都坐了青年人。我们这样一村一村去传福音。
We borrowed a little car from Dr. Dale, and we went about the countryside and we share the gospel.
所以在一个煤矿村的一个福利社附近，我们在那里传福音唱诗歌。
So we went to a little store and we were singing and sharing the gospel at that place.
我们唱完福音，我们发福音单张，结果我的先生在那里接到福音单张，他来教会信主。
We were distributing the leaflets and singing some hymns, and your husband. And it wasn't her husband yet, but my husband received the leaflet.
他也是在一个矿区长大的孩子。
He grew up in the mines.
他父亲有几个儿子，但是他们都在矿区里面工作。一次一次，他们的第一个儿子、第二个儿子都在那个煤矿的事故里面死了。
His father was a miner, and his first eldest son and second son was killed in mine accidents.
他的母亲那个时候也是他的丈夫也是在煤矿的事变里面死了。
And his mother lost her husband in another mine accident.
所以好像所以父亲的就来就是照顾他的寡妇，他们第二次这就是再结婚。
So his father who lost his wife, came to take care of his mother, and they married. Each day, they each have their own families.
他只有26岁，但是他是寡妇，他有四个孩子。
His mother was a widow, only 26 years old, and he has six children. And she had six children.
所以好像 他们两个家就变成一个家，然后生下你爸爸。
So two families came together and they gave birth to Pastor, the mom. My dad.
所以他在那种地方常常看见死亡的事。
So he saw death in the mines.
所以福音传到那里的时候，他很快的要接受这位主。
So when gospel reached them, he quickly accepted the Lord.
虽然他青年，他是一个很年轻的孩子，只有十几岁，他为了家里面，他需要工作，他就在煤矿里面工作。
He was only in his teens, but he had to work in the mines to support his family.
他全身黑黑的，出来，然后才看到太阳。早上很早在矿里面，然后出来才看到太阳。
Early in the morning, he would go into the mine, and when he came out of the mines, he can only see the moon.
所以他很好像也很自卑，因为他没有机会受教育。他的父亲在他十四岁，他死掉了。
He did not have a good education, so he was very self-pity.
他只能在他一面工作，在煤矿里面一面工作的时候，一面借着他的那个小小的灯，这样看，偷偷的看借来的书。
He learned his way. He learned through reading by himself with little flashlights in the mines.
所以在这样不容易的环境里面，他听到耶稣可以来成为他的救主啊，所以他很高兴的信了耶稣。
So in that situation, he was very happy to accept the Lord.
所以到教会以后，他很认真的参加聚会。虽然他需要走路，那个矿区没有车，他走路一个小时，但是他很高兴参加聚会。
Back then there was no transportation coming to the church. He had to walk a long way, but he was very happy to take that walk to church.
如果他讲见证，他会告诉你，他是真的要来遇见主，不是要来找一个太太。
If he is here, he will tell you that he wanted to go to the church, not to find a wife.
但是过了八年，他得救八年以后，主带领我们就成立家庭，结婚。
After 8 years, when he was saved, we got married and we had a family.
我们在荣教士、林教士、还有贝教士、戴教士带领的教会里面追求主。
We seek the Lord in the church of Sister Pearl Young and Sister Elizabeth Lindahl and Sister Gerda.
Pearl.
Sister
Taylor.
Oh, and Sister Taylor too.
对，因为他们这样真实的追求主，所以让我们感受到生命可以真的被耶稣改变和掌权，是多么的自由。
And we learned that it is freedom in Jesus, and that our lives can be transformed.
所以我们跟戴教师一起服侍主，学习服侍主有差不多17年。
We worked we worked with Miss Sister Taylor for 17 years.
在乡村，在每一个乡村里面，我们去带领儿童，或者是去带领那些年纪大的在矿区里的老人信主。
We worked with children in the countryside, and we share the gospel to the miners.
一直到1991年， 荣教士他身体不行，他就1991年荣教士身体不好，他希望有哦
北教
哦1986对哦1986年对荣教士身体不好，然后希望有人去菲律宾服侍主。
In 1986, Sister Pearl Young wanted someone to go to the Philippines to continue the ministry that she started not long time ago.
1986年，然后那一天，魏弟兄回来告诉我说，我觉得他们邀请我，主好像要我去菲律宾服侍他。
That night, my husband came home, and he said to me that I think the Lord wanted me to go to the Philippines.
到那个时候38岁，在我的乡村从来没有离开过。
I was 38 years old back then. I have never left home.
所以对我来讲很难，所以他这样讲以后，我就问主。
So when he told me about this situation, I immediately asked the Lord.
一面工作，一面把洗衣机的衣服拿出来晾干，一面问主，主怎么走？
When I was washing the clothes, I asked the Lord.
忽然主就把一首诗歌放在我的里面，就唱起来。
And suddenly, the Lord gave me a hymn.
就是主凡事引导我，我何须别有所求。
That was all the way my Savior leads me.
所以很快我们就去菲律宾服侍。
So we went to the Philippines.
在那里6年。
We stayed there for 6 years.
真的像这一首诗歌告诉我们的，主他引导我们。
Just like the hymn telling us that the Lord leads us.
我们不需要自己担心，因为我们已经要跟随他，他会引导我们。
We don't have to worry about anything because he leads us.
从来在我们人生的计划里面，我们没有想说我们要去别的国家，甚至后来我们去了加拿大。
We never thought of going to the Philippines, leaving our home, and not even thinking of going to Vancouver, Canada.
但是主就是用他自己的手这样引领我们，让我们越来越认识他。
But the Lord leads us, and we know about Him more and more.
如果不是这样子，可以更深在他的里面，好像来认识他的。只是信仰，我觉得真的人生只有一半的价值。
If we only come and learn this religion, the Christian religion, I don't think there is much to learn in this religion. It's not very worth it.
我上次说到那个周金海牧师到我们那里，就跟我们讲到一件事。
Pastor Jack Chow went to Vancouver and shared with us.
他也是在各处服侍，但是他常常想到这个 Pilgrim Camp 里面，他来到这里的时候得到一些生命的供养。
He went to lots of places to minister, but he remembers Pilgrim Camp.
他也告诉我们。是很多地方可能福音讲很多，但是多多的说到耶稣，深深的在他里面。他说只有 Pilgrim Camp。
He said that you can share with others about Jesus and do a lot of ministries, but it's only that you meet the Lord and you can meet the Lord in Pilgrim Camp.
Deeper and deeper.
Deeper and deeper.
所以我们就是很感谢主，我们在这里的弟兄姊妹持续这样在耶稣的里面。
So I thank the Lord that brothers and sisters, we can be in the Lord.
因为好像这一条生命的路真的是那些很有经验跟神跟主在一起的人才是我们最大的帮助。
This path where all the saints, all the people, all the saints, they have this experience, and that's how they can help us in this path.
主常常借着他们来祝福我们。
The Lord used them, those who go before us. The Lord used them to help us.
所以我们也常常想念荣教士和林教士。
So we remember Sister Young and Sister Linda.
他们真的是在他们服事的上面那么的忠心，把耶稣这么清楚的介绍给我们。
They have been so faithful, and they have gave us Jesus Christ.
我们可以继续走下去，虽然他们已经到主那里去，可是我们应该像他们一样忠心，继续的这样来跟随主。
We can go about this path and very in a very relaxed manner, 放心 because he is faithful, because we see that they are faithful and we should be faithful too.
我只有约翰福音第四章的两节经文，要一节经文要来看，约翰福音第四章十四节。
I want to share lastly John chapter 4,
14.
Verse 14. Chapter 4, verse 14.
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在它里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
感谢主，主耶稣真的是叫我们的生命充满了满足，因为他做我们活水的泉源。
Jesus is the water of living, a living water, and he can satisfy our souls.
我们继续这样来追求他，不但我们得祝福，我们也相信像前面这些老圣徒一样，我们也要成为后面的人的祝福。
And I believe that we can be just like the ones who go before us, that we can be a blessing for the next generation.
谢谢 ，Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.For sharing with us as you have this afternoon, James, there's no way I could have done that. Thank you. I guess some of you know Brother Daniel passed away. And one thing about Pastor Wei is that his face beams, there's a shining there forth.Shining forth with love for Jesus. And I'm sure it's because he has really tasted, has really entered into the life of God, the love of Christ. But now I know a couple other reasons, too. Wouldn't you be happy to be out of the mines? And also to have won the prize of Sister Jenny and to have such lovely children. There's one who's not here, the youngest, him, but he's been here on Labor Day with us. And we're thankful that all of them love the Lord and serve him. Precious thing it is to love Jesus and serve him together. And how we thank him for leading you. Shall we sing together that song our sister referred to, All the Way My Savior Leads Me. That's right. 365. Let's stand together and sing.
Oh, pastures green, he leadeth me. The quiet waters by, his yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so. He leadeth me by day and by night, where living waters flow. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Ever springing, bread of life, so rich and free, untold wealth that never faileth, my Redeemer is to me. Hallelujah, I have found him, whom my soul so
to me, this has been very precious this afternoon. To hear this word about Joseph and incorporated with that was a good deal of personal testimony, and also this testimony about how the Lord takes our lives into His hands and knows how to work everything out according to His will as we yield ourselves to Him and follow Him by His grace, keep our hearts open to Him and our eyes upon Him. It's really wonderful to know, and I suppose we can multiply those testimonies here. We thank God. I'd like to encourage everyone to spend some time waiting on the Lord. This afternoon, I see that the next thing on the agenda is supper at 5:30. So that gives us a little time yet. Some of you may want to set aside a little time to, you know, get out there and take a walk or something, or you want to go now and do that. But let's wait on the Lord for some time yet this afternoon. This room is devoted to that, and our hearts, I'm sure, are longing for Jesus. So whether you stay now or come back, but let's just, as we can, let us give some time to just rejoice in the Lord, rest in Him, listen for Him. Why, perhaps there's someone here this afternoon who's come here just disappointed, or else not knowing what the next direction to take is. And the Lord is ever so faithful and ever so ready to just take us by the hand and lead us in His way. And His ways are ways of pleasantness, and all His paths are peace as we truly follow Him. Now that doesn't mean that, and as you've heard, that doesn't mean no disappointments and no difficulties, but it means that His way is the way for us to take. Hallelujah. And there is no other way. Thank Him that He has made a way for us, and that His ways are higher than ours, as the heavens are far above the earth. And his thoughts and his ways are higher than ours. And how good it is to trust in him. My soul, wait thou only upon God. Trust in him at all times. O people, pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge for us. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.